The real estate market takes dips. Everybody's so afraid of the market right now. And honestly, wealth is built in the dips. So forget all that noise. The stock market takes dips. And in the dip, you're buying, but you're never selling. Okay? Because you'll lose your money. Every single time that your life takes a dip and you go selling all your stuff like a madman, oh, I'm gonna move, right? Now I'm selling all my furniture. Your life took a dip and now you're selling all your shares. Don't sell your furniture when, don't move. That's the bottom line of wealth, is you don't move, you stay steady. If the storm is around you and it's roaring, you keep your boat steady. And that's your mind. So number 9 would be educate yourself. How are you investing in you, right? Because wealth building, it takes knowledge to wealth build. I know someone who says, I hate reading. What? No, you don't. Don't, but listen. The Bible says that we cast down imaginations that raise themselves above the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. Therefore, if the Bible says we cast down imaginations, an imagination is a moving image that raise themselves above the knowledge of God, that's truth, that's wealth, that's currency. If God is water, he is currency. And we take every thought captive to obey Christ. And look at how the scripture breaks it down. Because when you say one thing and you use and then you use another description, you are tying them both in, letting the receiver know that this is what you mean by that. So take that into consideration, because it's really, really important for you to understand that spirits are thoughts. That's it. A spirit is a thought. Let's demystify it, because I'm so for that. A spirit is a thought, and you don't have to believe every thought that comes to your mind. And every thought is not original. That's why people say, man, great minds think alike. Why? Because thoughts are spirits. And you're not the only one that can hear a thought. The other person may be hate hearing it too. When something negative comes to someone's mind, and something negative comes to your mind, and that's outside of your train of thought, that's a spirit. Okay? All right. So, making sure that, you know, you educate yourself, that's going to be really important, because knowledge is followed by money. If you want to be the leader, be the one with knowledge. The leader always gets paid. So, acquire the knowledge. Get the extra certifications. Like I said, in how I build my funnel, this certification to become a lead-based paint technician. Guys, there is so much lead-based paint in NYC that was a no-brainer for me. Get the certifications. Get that out of the way. Get that money in, okay? And I remember when we were trying to remediate lead-based paint, we couldn't find a certified technician by HEPA. It was so difficult for us. We had one and he wouldn't answer the phone. Why? Because business is booming, right? So going also to college, what can you do? And granted, there's a lot of people that say, oh, a college degree is a waste of time. No, it's not. It really isn't. If God is the great I am, and he is wealth, and he is living water, then that for me, that he is knowledge. And here's the thing too about that is that if the Bible says that in order to enter into heaven, you have to be born again, then that means you have to fast. Because fasting in your body, it creates the process, in your brain, it creates the process of neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is when you fast. New neurons are birthed in your brain. When new neurons are birthed in your brain, that raises your IQ, but so does knowledge. Knowledge raises your IQ, because so many programs, when I started graphic designing, when I started making my own music, when I started doing all these things, all of these different softwares looked exactly the same. And understanding the symbols, understanding the language, they all speak the same language in programming. It's the same. So I would definitely say educate yourself. Because without the education, you won't be able to drive, you know, a vehicle to get the bag. Now, the 10th and last one would be stay disciplined and patient. You have to stay disciplined and stay patient. You know, how are you going to be able to build wealth if more is going out than it's coming in? And in the beginning, you won't be able to have more coming in, right? So you definitely have to control the more going out. And as a mom, the hardest thing that I've had to do is tell my kids no. But you're gonna have to start coming up with creative ways to tell them no. You don't have to abuse them when you tell them no. But take it as a teaching opportunity. Okay, no baby, no, because I am concentrating on this. Someone once said to me, I hate telling my kids no because we don't have any money. So what I tell them is no because I don't have any money for that. And it creates that mentality in your kids that we don't need to spend money on that. And it's such a great way to parent, and it's such a great way to protect your kids' minds, right? Because we don't want them to worry. The Bible says do not worry, and the reason why is because worry darkens our light, and we're trying to stay away from darkening our light. It darkens our understanding, it darkens our IQ, and the IQ is the light, is how many are in your brain, being able to communicate with each other. Because if your neurons aren't able to communicate with each other, you won't be able to understand, you won't be able to think fast, you won't be able to remember, all of these things are cognitive decline, okay? And we want to make sure that we find creative ways to tell our kids no. Also, don't feel guilty. Stop feeling guilty. This is me talking to me. Because you can't feel guilty over telling your kids no over something good. You have to teach your babies wealth. You have to teach your babies how to manage their finances in this time while they're with you. Here's another thing. If you cannot afford to give your babies an allowance, you need to build some stream of income. If you have a car, go deliver for Amazon. That's so easy. Delivering jobs are so easy. Go do that. Do it a couple of days out of the week. You can do it. And it'll help you build more money into your bank account to be able to provide this knowledge for your kids. Because the best way I have learned how to teach my kids anything about money is making sure they have it. You know, my youngest daughter, when I first started teaching her how to build wealth and how to save, she became very resourceful. And every Friday, she knew she would go to church with Theo. And so Theo always bought her McDonald's. So she never bought McDonald's because she knew that she would save her money and let Theo buy her the McDonald's on Friday.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. Before we continue, I want to take a quick commercial break. If you haven't heard of my book, How Is There Free Will in a World That Is Predestined? Here's a sneak peek of what to expect. But before we check it out, don't forget to like, subscribe, and download. Comment with the question you've had the hardest time with in your spirituality for a chance to win a free book. 10 lucky winners will be selected at the end of the contest on August 31st, 2024. Pre-order your book now at www.dearanea.com. And now, here's a sneak peek.
This is a book that took a lifetime to write. I grew up in the church and believed in God until an intro to humanities professor in my freshman year in college. He gets up and speaks to the class. How can you have free will, but all things are predestined? He pushes the chair across the front of the class. Then he says, which one is it, Christians? Was I able to push the chair of my free will, or was it predestined for the chair to have made it across the room? I'm confused. He left me speechless. I left the class feeling anxious and frustrated. In my heart of hearts, I found myself asking the same questions. I thought, well, God, you have some explaining to do. When I said it, I was really talking to myself. Who was I going to turn to? Would I be able to express my confusion to my atheist friend or agnostic dean of students? Does anybody still believe in God? Who would I turn to in the middle of so much chaos in my mind? I couldn't quiet my thoughts after class. I went to the student lounge and sat in despair. No longer will I be left without answers. No longer will I be made the laughing stock. The professor was picking a fight that I couldn't square up to. I felt helpless without answers. This book is the result of research I've conducted for the past 17 years on the humanities, various science topics, religions, and traditions. They all say the same thing. My research answers all the questions. Professor, what's his face, Hat? These are my answers. I dove in to never feel helpless and clueless again. Pre-order now at wdiranaya.com. There are two kinds of people in this world. The kind that have the questions my professor had, and the kind that don't know how to answer the questions. Which one are you?
What did you think? Pretty cool, eh? Now back to the show.
And then she knew that if she asked me at the right time, I would tell her yes and buy her something from the store. And she'll say, Mommy, just this one time. And then I found her game out. And then she said, because she was talking to an Uber driver. We had the car in the shop and we had to take the Uber. And we were talking to the Uber driver. And she said, she was telling the Uber driver how she saves money. Because there was one time that my daughter had $120. This is a 7-year-old, right? She had $120 through my boss that gave her the money for her birthday. Building wealth, building networks, and staying with good people is really important. And so she said, no, Mommy, I cannot afford those $60 Nike sneakers. What I can afford is my budget. She knew how to budget. She was 7. And if you just give them the resources, their own information, the Bible says that God is the light. That light is the neurons, is your information, is your IQ. And so is the knowledge, is the understanding. If you give them the resources, they will be resourceful. They will understand how to manage their money. And she says to me, nope, I don't want the Nikes. I want 3 pairs of shoes. Therefore, each pair could not go above $10. My mind was blown that this child knew how to do this. And you have to allow them to be God. The Bible in Psalm 82:6 says that you are all gods, but you will fall and die like the princes. You have to let your children be God. They are their own. God talks to them in a different way. God talks to all of us in a different way, or else we wouldn't be the body, right? There are different ways that we network, different ways that we think. And the reason why is because each and every person is a different answer to this earth. And my little one just knew how to do it, which was amazing. It was really awesome to see her flourish in that way. Now, I didn't gain this wisdom until later on in my life. Therefore, my oldest did not have this understanding. And by the time I started to teach my children wealth, you know, I'd already seen, because my oldest was in the hospital for about a year. And so I already see my 7-year-old gain this experience through having the weekly allowance. And through the time that my oldest finally got out of the hospital, I saw an unhealthy relationship with money in my oldest. She wanted to spend all the money that she had. She was an impulse buyer. And she started asking me for credit. Oh, well, Mom, can I just use the money for my allowance for next week? And I said, would you look at that? I didn't say anything to her, but I definitely thought about it. And I was thinking, man, this is really interesting. So I say that to say this, you gotta be careful. You have to start building. And this is, I'm talking to you guys like I wish I would have had someone talk to me. You have to start building this understanding and this relationship with money in your kids now so that they can have the knowledge, and God can start talking to them. It's all about getting started. Once you get started, you will be able to start building this wealth, right? In whatever area of your life. Just get started in the business. God will tell you what to do next, but you got to get started. And he'll tell you what to do after that, and he'll tell you what to do after that. But you have to be at peace, because God is the Alpha and the Omega. What that means is that the Alpha is the perfect, most relaxed brainwave, and the Omega is the perfect, most relaxed cardiovascular wave. God is in the stillness. He is in the quiet. And, you know, which is also why the Bible says that if in order to get into heaven, you have to be like a child. Being like a child means going back to being in the theta wavelength. That's the wavelength right before you go to sleep, and protecting, you know, your intake. That's going to be very important, because there are foods that will send your anxiety through the roof, right? It'll completely mess up your cardiovascular system. And you have to be careful with that, because it is foods that will cause you to be impulsive. It's your gut health. Your gut health is everything. You want to build wealth? Start there. Start with fasting. If you're still finding that you have a really hard time building wealth, I strongly suggest that you start fasting. You know, try to cut down on meat. You don't have to stop eating meat completely, but try to cut down on it, because meat is dead. And what you're trying to put more into your body is live foods. I am not telling you to go vegetarian, because the Bible does not condone that. The Bible doesn't preach that, and it's not sound doctrine. And sound is what creates light. So when you go into these different looking for ways how to build the wealth in your body and in your cardiovascular, you definitely have to go for more live foods, more fruits and vegetables. They're alive for a time, such as this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, get in my belly. And you can do it. You can do it. Fasting will definitely fast forward your weight wealth. And eating all the wrong foods will definitely fast forward your way to poverty. Okay? You're going to be very, very pobre, friend. And you don't want to be pobre. Nobody wants to be poor. Right? So, guys, to all of my girlies trying to build wealth, over and out, my friend.